This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. So what do the Hunger Games, Homeland, and Iron Man 3 have in common? Well, they were all filmed in North Carolina. The state currently gives tax refunds to film and TV productions in the state, but this incentive will expire at the end of the year, and the General Assembly is considering whether and how to extend the program. Critics say film incentives are too high and the state isn't getting enough in return. But then there's a new report that calculates that more than 4,000 permanent film-related jobs have been created. Carol Motzinger joins us from WCQS in Asheville. She's a reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times and has done some reporting on this. Carol, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Tell us about the current incentive program for film and TV.
The current law gives a 25% refund to productions that spend more than $250,000, with a payout cap of $20 million for most productions and no monetary limit on TV series. Films made in North Carolina during the last fiscal year qualified for $61 million in rebates, according to the state government figures.
Well, that sounds pretty generous. Now, how do we compare to other states?
About 40 states have film incentives. These plans vary. But North Carolina film industry professionals and advocates cite Georgia as the main competitor for major productions and celebrate that state's plan. In Georgia, productions that spend at least $500,000 can qualify for a 20% tax credit, but more tax credits can be added on if the final product includes a promotional logo for the state, for instance.
Okay, so it sounds like you've got to spend a little more in Georgia, but you might get a little more, and they've got a couple of other. So that is our chief competitor in the South or nationally, because I know that North Carolina is ranked among the top locations now in terms of film production in the U.S. Am I right about that?
You are. It's considered a tier one state for filmmaking, which is an industry-produced ranking system. And, I think that Georgia is a top competitor in the Southeast, but it's quickly emerging as a national player with increased infrastructure and major productions going on in Georgia.
All right. So we talked about the incentives currently in place in North Carolina. The Senate, they're about to expire. So let's take them one body at a time. How does the Senate plan look, or what are they working on now in terms of changes?
Sure. The Senate Budget Committee first passed a measure in June to revamp the tax credits and to turn it into a grant program. The new program would have a $20 million budget for the 2014-15 fiscal year, allocated from two state reserve funds. Film companies would still be eligible for a 25% tax credit for qualifying expenses. But companies would have to spend more to qualify, and payout caps would be lower.
All right, but a $20 million fund, so it's not in terms – it doesn't happen through the tax code. It's going to happen by way of a grant at $20 million versus what I think we're spending something like $65 million through the tax code. Am I right about that?
Yeah, it was $61 million in rebates was spent last year.
All right, so you go from 61 through the tax code to $20 million in grants, and you'd have to spend a little more according to the Senate plan. Then how about the House?
So in mid-June, the House passed a budget amendment that basically followed the Senate's proposal. Only $5 was appropriated in this amendment, which indicates that lawmakers plan to hammer out details in the overall budget negotiations. And lawmakers aim to have a budget proposal in July.
All right. So it's just they're going to sit down and work out the details, but they're both looking at kind of a grant-funded program rather than this rebate program. Now, if you do grants, do we know how they're going to be administered? How do you get the money if you're a film company?
Well, according to the text of the Senate proposal, the Department of Commerce will adopt the guidelines and the secretary would administer those grants. It also states that the priority of the funds should be given to productions that maximize economic benefits to the state. And that would be based on an economic assessment by the Labor and Economic Analysis Division.
All right. So we've talked about the House and Senate. They're pretty close. They're going to hammer out the details. How about Governor McCrory? What does he want?
In May, Governor Pat McCrory proposed a cap on the payout of $6 million and would narrow the types of qualifying productions, removing talk shows and live sporting events, for example, and substitute the 25% credit with tax breaks more closely related to film-related jobs and specific expenses.
All right. That sounds a little more complicated. I mean, do we know how the film industry feels generally about any of these plans?
Well, the people that I spoke to in Western North Carolina wouldn't say specifically what they would like, but all agreed that we need to look around to what states are doing in our region, noting that if our incentive package does not match or be anywhere near what they offer, then we won't be competitive.
Because when you look at the governor's plan, you're talking about 6 million versus 20, and those are on the changes that are proposed versus 61 that's already in effect. But I guess the governor's plan includes other incentives that aren't part of that $6 million cap. Am I right about that?
Yes. I mean, for example, a production company could receive a credit equal to employee income tax withholding payments capped at a certain level.
All right. So now, and the big question, of course, is, are we getting our money's worth? I mean, you're going to give these benefits one way or another, either a grant or through rebates. But do we get enough in return? There has been some research on this. An NC State professor conducted some research, albeit at the expense of the film industry. They commissioned the study. But tell us about that research.
Yes, Robert Hanfield, a professor with the NC State Poole College of Management, conducted the study, and it was released in spring. And according to the study, the incentive has allowed North Carolina to maintain a permanent crew base of 4,259 jobs. And the study also predicts that if this incentive does expire, 4,046 jobs in the state would disappear.
All right. So according to this research, you'd lose 4,000 jobs. What about the overall revenue, bang for your buck? How do we do in terms of the incentives by this research?
Well, according to the study, for every dollar spent by the film industry, we get about $9 back.
All right. So it sounds pretty good. NC State. But again, who funded that research? We have to be sure that we're clear about where the money came from to do the research.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert Hanfield was, paid by a group of film commissions from across the state, as well as the Motion Picture Association of America. And he was not acting in his capacity at NC State when he did the study as well.
All right. So he's showing some pretty good returns on that. What have critics said? Because he did offer this in testimony to the legislature while they were considering these changes. What do the critics say about his research?
Well, like you mentioned, many cite concerns over the fact that the study was commissioned by people who are interested in the big money coming back from the film industry. But critics have also questioned the numbers and methodology behind the report. And others note that the study doesn't consider the opportunity cost of state revenue being used for incentives, saying that the money could have gone to education or to infrastructure like road upkeep.
All right. We're talking about potential changes in the state's film incentive program. I'm talking with Carol Motzinger, who's a reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times, on the state of things. We are joined now by WUNC Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia. He is in Raleigh, and he just spoke with the mayor of Wilmington, Bill Saffo. Wilmington, of course, is one of those centers for film production. Jorge, welcome.
Hey, Frank.
Wilmington, of course, has a stake in this legislation. What did Mayor Bill Saffo have to say about these pending changes?
Well, the mayor came to the Capitol with a few people from production companies and a few people who are Wilmington natives and who work in the industry. It's not rare for a mayor to come to the legislative building and try to lobby lawmakers, but it's fairly unusual, especially with the entourage that he came with. And to sum it up, their message is, if you don't extend the current tax credits that we're getting, most of these 4,000 jobs that Carol just mentioned are going to disappear.
And he also had someone with him, because part of the question is whether they're permanent jobs or whether these are temporary. And I guess according to Bill Saffo, there's quite a bit of infrastructure, permanent infrastructure, that has emerged as a result of the film industry. Did he talk about that?
Yeah. And most of it is in Wilmington. I mean, that's why he was here. I mean, there were some members of the Wilmington delegation who joined him. There were some members of the Charlotte delegation that joined him. This is an industry that does work throughout the state. But really, the corner where they've got a shop set up is in Wilmington. And so what he's saying is, you know, not only do we have this infrastructure set up, not only do we have, you know, has there been like a very big film and TV industry investment made where we are, you know, keeping our people employed, but also there's also all these ancillaries, carpet, for example, who also benefit from that. And they are asking for an extension of the credits. There's sort of like a spectrum in that. There's the people who say, you know, incentives are a total waste of money. You know, Americans for Prosperity are even running ads attacking the incentives right now. And then there's people sort of in the middle of that saying that, you know, maybe they're worth it, but maybe we're not getting our bang for our buck. One of them is Representative Bill Rabin. He's from Southport, which is in New Brunswick County, where there's been a lot of productions made. And he's saying, well, you know, I'm not so sure. And so he's sort of the one that has spearheaded that effort that Carol mentioned that has come out of the Senate. And then there's people like, you know, Mayor Sappho and Representative Susie Hamilton, a Democrat from Wilmington, who say these are vital in order to be able to keep all these people here.
All right. Well, from the coast to the mountains, Carol, we know that there's a lot of film industry centered in Wilmington. But how important is it? And I've got about 30 seconds left. How important is it to folks up in the mountains?
Well, the Western North Carolina Film Commission says that post-Hunger Games, which was filmed here in 2011, this region is experiencing the largest amount of completed projects and inquiries since our heyday for filmmaking in the area, which was in the mid-90s.
All right. Well, Carol Motzinger is a reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times. She joined us from WCQS in Asheville. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Jorge Valencia, Capitol reporter for WUNC. Thank you, Jorge.
My pleasure.
Just ahead, we're going to take a look at the lives of child farm workers in the state, particularly on tobacco farms. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.